Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider, basketballnews.com. We're here today on a Tuesday to go over a great triple header of NBA action tape for the postseason. In the meantime, a quick reminder, make sure you read basketballnews.com every single day and subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. We have so much great content over on basketballnews.com you need to go check out right now. And also make sure you follow me on Twitter if you haven't already, at esidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. So let's go ahead and dive into the action today, folks. We have three games on tap in the association for a great Tuesday postseason slate. And our first game up on the board here is the Miami Heat hosting the Atlanta Hawks. The Heat are up 3-1 in this series. The Heat win tonight. They end this series tonight and move on to the second round in Miami. They are a 4.5-point favorite over the Atlanta Hawks today. Really, outside of game three, the Heat have kind of had the antidote to easily beat this Hawks team. And it continues forward here in game five as well. Jimmy Butler has been fantastic in this series. Even without Kyle Lowry, I think the Heat get this one done for some hot shooting. I think Jimmy Butler stymies Trae Young a little bit. In the end, we're going to roll with Miami to finish off this series and win game five and also cover the spread. So let's go ahead and lock in here. Heat minus 4.5 over the Hawks. And now let's go over to our player props powered by FanDuel to go over our props for this game. And the first one on the board here that I love, absolutely love on the board here, is going to be Jimmy Butler over on his point total. Jimmy Butler checks in here. Let's see. He's actually not on the board yet, Jimmy Butler is, for point total props. So let's instead go back over to Tyler Hero. I think Tyler Hero is a solid plan B option that we're going to throw into the mix here. So let's add Tyler Hero over 21.5 points. I also like here on the board as well from Atlanta's side, Trae Young over 25.5 points. He's going to be chuck up a lot of shots here in an elimination game. Probably will reach that point over anyways because he takes so many shots. So let's take Trae Young over 25.5 points. I also like here on the board as well, Bam Adebayo over on his rebound total, which is at 9.5 rebounds. And then also, let's go over here and lock in another one. Three-pointers. We're going to put Bogdan Bogdanovic on here for over 2.5 made threes. So here's our four props, two for each side on the board, alongside Miami to cover the 4.5 point spread, and it is as follows. Tyler Hero, over 21.5 points. Trae Young, over 25.5 points. Bam Adebayo, over 9.5 rebounds. And Bogdan Bogdanovic, over 2.5 made threes. We're going to take that as well as the Miami Heat to end the series and win in game five and cover the 4.5 point spread over the Atlanta Hawks. Next up on the board, in our second of three games tonight in the association, we have a great game on tap. The Memphis Grizzlies hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Grizzlies are 6-point favorites today over the T-Wolves in Memphis. I love Memphis in this spot. I think we're going to see a 7-game series between these two teams, folks. It's been one hell of a series going back and forth every single time. I think in this one, we're going to see Memphis barely win. I think they eventually cover the spread with a late free throw surge, probably in the last few minutes. Vegas always knows how this works, folks. We're going to take the over on that and the spread of -6. So let's go ahead and lock in a big game from Ja Morant, a big game from Desmond Bane, the Grizzlies backcourt, and also lock in Grizzlies -6 as a best bet of the day here on the bet. So let's go ahead and put Grizzlies -6 into the cooker. And also let's go over to our prop power by FanDuel for this one as well. And 2-point props I love on the board for each side. Ja Morant over 26.5 points and Anthony Edwards over 23.5 points. I think both will easily go over today. It should be a fun battle between these two young ascending stars in the NBA. So Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards over on their point totals. I also like on the board here as well, Desmond Bane over on his 3-point total. He's had 7 threes in the last two games. you look at the board here on FanDuel, he's at 3.5 for his over under on that. I love Desmond Bane to easily hit the over on that. Where do you think Desmond Bane over 3.5 made threes? And another 3-point prop I love on the board here, another easy one in my opinion, Karl Anthony Towns over 1.5 made threes. So let's go ahead and lock all those in here alongside Grizzlies minus 6. So here's our player props for Grizzlies versus Timberwolves game 5. Ja Morant over 26.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 23.5 points. Desmond Bane over 3.5 made threes, and Karl Anthony Towns over 1.5 made threes. We're going to take that as well as the Grizzlies to win and cover the 6-point spread at home in game 5 over the Timberwolves. Next up in our final game in NBA postseason triple header today, we had the Phoenix Suns hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. Still no Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns. Even still, the Suns are 6.5 point favorites today in Phoenix over the New Orleans Pelicans in a must-win game 5 now, in my opinion, for Phoenix. All series momentum is on the side of New Orleans Pelicans. Ever since Devin Booker's been out, it's just been really hard slugging for the Suns team. I think we see a big bounce back game tonight, though, from Chris Paul. He's due, honestly, folks. He's due for a big game. Been really bad the last few games as far as offense goes. I think we see a big game tonight from Chris Paul as a scorer and also a facilitator. So let's go ahead and lock in Suns minus 6.5 on a big game from Chris Paul, and also some better 3-point shooting from all the Phoenix Suns players that have struggled so far this series. We're going to take that and also the spread cover at minus 6.5. I think we see an emphatic game 5 win for the Phoenix Suns. So let's lock that in now and go over to our player props. And the first one I love on the board here is Brandon Ingram over 26.5 points. He's averaged 34 points per game over the last 3 games for the Pelicans. I think 26.5 is the easy number to hit the over on. So let's take Brandon Ingram over 26.5 points. Another point prop I like here on the board, DeAndre Ayton over 20.5 points. Ayton's actually been averaging over 20-plus points per game since Devin Booker left the lineup for the Phoenix Suns. So let's take DeAndre Ayton over 20.5 points. They're their most consistent scorer, and it continues forward here in Game 5. So DA over 20.5 points. Let's also add in 2 more props here for both sides. I love Chris Paul over on his assist total here. Chris Paul checks in at 12.5. I love Chris Paul at the over in this one. A big CP3 game tonight, like I mentioned. So I'm going to take Chris Paul over 12.5 assists. And closing this one out, Jonas Valanciunas has been a monster on the glass all series long. And that continues forward here tonight as well for New Orleans. So let's take Jonas Valanciunas over 12.5 rebounds. So here's our 4 props on the board here, 2 for each side, alongside Suns minus 6.5 is our prediction. And it is as follows. Brandon Ingram over 25.5 points. DeAndre Ayton over 20.5 points. Chris Paul over 12.5 assists, and Jonas Valanciunas over 12.5 rebounds. We're going to take that in Suns minus 6.5 as a best bet of the day. So now let's wrap this thing up here, folks. Our 3 picks against the spread alongside our player props. Our picks against the spread for each game is as follows. Heat minus 4.5 over the Hawks, Grizzlies minus 6 over the Timberwolves, Suns minus 6.5 over the Pelicans. Now let's go over to our player props for each game. First up, Heat versus Hawks for game 5. We have on the board here Trae Young over 25.5 points. Tyler Hero over 21.5 points. Bam Adebayo over 9.5 rebounds. And Bogdan Bogdanovic over 2.5 made threes. Now going over to Grizzlies versus Timberwolves props. Ja Morant over 26.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 23.5 points. Desmond Bane over 3.5 made threes. And Karl Anthony Towns over 1.5 made threes. And finally, closing this one out, Suns versus Pelicans props on the board here. Brandon Ingram over 25.5 points. DeAndre Ayton over 20.5 points. Chris Paul over 12.5 assists. And Jonas Valanciunas over 12.5 rebounds. We're going to take that and the Suns to win the game as our best bet of the day, folks. So that is it for Nothing But Bets. I appreciate everyone listening. And as always, to the podcast, where you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off all through the regular season and the postseason all year long, every single day. Nothing But Bets with you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. And also through the postseason, player props are back as well, so make sure you're locking your props once there are picks as well. But in the meantime, make sure you're locking your bets for an awesome Tuesday slate from any association. And happy betting to you on this Tuesday night.